You're listening to Intermezzo on 90.7 KRW de Las Cruces. Dr. Bill Clark is back in the hot seat, the other hot seat, I guess. And great to have you here.
Oh, thanks a lot. Glad to be here. This is starts a new season.
It starts a new season, and I'm so pleased to have you here today because today is the 50th anniversary of when we went on the air, KRWG, 50 years ago today.
Oh, my goodness. I must have been about 6 to 8 months old, I would guess.
You and me, we were in the we were in our cribs. Anyway, so it's been a great run.
It is amazing.
And we're hoping for another 50. And anyway, you and I have been doing these interviews for most of the time that I've been on, which is, well, all together about 17 of those 50. So that's pretty good.
Been about what I've been over here, yes.
Yeah. So great to have you back. You're starting a new season on Sunday with the Mesilla Valley Concert Band. And I just want to say also to the public, because this news hasn't really gotten out there yet, I recently won an award, national award, and it was an interview with you, Dr. William Clark. And it's on our website, but the National Federation of Press Women saw that as the top winning interview.
Well, I learned about that and just felt so honored and lucky just to have been a part of that time, because that doesn't surprise me at all with you.
Well, it was fun for me, and anyway, we're going to be putting a little marker on the interview to show that. So
good.
Congratulations to you too, because it wouldn't have happened if you weren't the person that I was interviewing. So let's talk about what's happening on Sunday. You've got some great music, some composers that some people may not have heard about.
Robert Russell Bennett is a composer that very unsung, as we say, composers. He did a lot of movie music and radio music and film music.
And arranging.
Lots of arranging. And the piece we're doing is Symphonic Songs for Band, and it isn't done very much. The one that he has that's done all the time is the Suite of Old American Dances. And that one is done by a lot of the better groups. This piece is extremely difficult, but it's so interesting, I just thought it was time for us to do it. It's a three-movement work. First movement is nothing more than a ragtime that we just heard a ragtime by George Gershwin, and it reminded me of this. It's a ragtime that's mixed in with some other things. Then he uses those motives they appear in the spiritual, the second movement. Mm-hmm. You'll hear the woodwinds come in with a ba 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 da ba do ba in the middle of a spiritual, you know. And then he weaves that into the third movement, which is very dance-like, but is built on a piece that sounds like, well, it is the Old Gray Mare. It's bit that theme goes all the way through there, but it sounds like it was written by Charles Ives when he was drinking heavily or something, you know. So it's a wonderful piece to hear. Very difficult to do, and we're going to give it our best shot.
Excellent. So that's music of Robert Russell Bennett.
Uh-huh.
And then talk to us about Mark Camphouse. Yeah. This is a band composer.
Mark he's at George Mason University, has been for many years, and teaches conducting there and teaches composition, of course, and is a composer that is finding his niche in that he does very, very social-centered pieces. This piece, Watchmen Tell Us of the Night, is based on he got very interested because of his two daughters in the effects of child abuse that he would see around him, just around where he lived in the D.C. area, and it's a 15-minute work, but it's built on the Watchmen Tell Us of the Night hymn, but that is interspersed with the old childhood descending minor third that you don't even have to teach them. They're born knowing ba da da dee da dum that, and then this is ba da dee da dee 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 dum. That little theme goes all the way through, all the way from the tragic days of child abuse to the recovery, and then the joy.
Interesting. And this is Mark Camphouse.
Mark Camphouse. And I talked with him about this piece several years ago. So, as I say, it's a 15-minute work. And I'd never played the piece at the time, but I said, Mark, this is, I'm sure it's a good work because you did it, but it's awfully long. And he said, well, he said, you know, the way I feel about it, that's what I had to say, and if nobody wants to listen, that's fine.
But people will listen.
Yes, they will.
The concert is on Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Atkinson mm-hmm. Recital Hall, the Mesilla Valley Concert Band. And now I understand you've got some new players.
Yeah, we do. We have about a dozen, I think, new players, and we had about that many either retired, moved, or graduated. We have some students that play, and some, particularly some grad students. And we have about the same number that we had last year, same instrumentation. A few more flutes. And we have some wonderful, wonderful players, young players, that graduated music majors from NMSU, are teaching in the area, and they're just great band people, of course, because they already know how to do everything.
The Mesilla Valley Concert Band, which is a mixture of professionals and community members, students, graduate students. You said, I think you've even had some high school students.
Right. We have had, in certain situations where they were, something prevented them from becoming a member of any other ensemble in town, as far as their school was concerned. Uh-huh. And we're now dealing with a lot of that that's happening now because of the Arrowhead School and because of some other things that homeschooling and all of that is keeping some children from in. Now, we can't take all those people, but we're trying to devise a system that can that can take care of their music needs, and so that's part of our mission right now.
Huh. Well, I know from the last concert I heard, which was in the spring. I mean, you can't fit a lot more players on the stage.
No,
you've got a big ensemble.
We have about 90. Well, actually, it's 102 right now.
Wow.
And that's all we can manage. And we rehearse at Centennial High School, a band room, and it's huge. I mean, it's like an acre. And we're still pretty crowded in there, but it's a great place to rehearse. And John Schutz will be conducting the American Overture for band too, with the Joseph Wilcox Jenkins. It's been one of the standards in the band literature for a long time.
Huh. And then you'll be playing Leonard Bernstein's Candide Overture.
Right.
And usually you throw in a little John Philip Sousa.
We do. It's at the beginning. We're going to do the Occidental March at the beginning. It's one that nobody's heard much about, and it's quite a good march. It's very well done. And then we're going to do, we did this Big Band Spectacular, is the title of it, on the 4th of July concert, just really because people, I knew they'd like the pieces. Well, it's been requested so many times. We're going to do that again, as an encore. And my encores are always planned anyway. So that's
most people's are. Let's be real here. A whole lineup of encores. Let me ask you a question, not related to the concert. When you go home, when you have a chance to just, or you're driving and you want to hear some music, what's the music that you'll turn on? Just for total pleasure.
But for total pleasure, the music. Well, I'll have to answer that in kind of an introspective way, I suppose. But I really like any kind of music that's well done. So I try to find something. Of course, usually that's on FM. I'm not knocking the commercial stations, but usually it's on a public radio somewhere. But they'll be playing things. If it's folk music, that's fine, as long as it's well done. If it's country western, that's fine, as long as it's well done. You know, you can just hear so much about trains, dogs, and divorces, but it's still if it's well done, I can go with that. And that's a lesson that I try to teach in everything that I do in music, is whatever you do, do it at the highest level so that people will not turn it off because it's bad. And I don't blame them if they do.
Do you ever play your own instrument anymore?
I do. I'm playing I'm playing tuba in a trombone quartet right now. Dennis Clayson was their bass trombonist, and he has gone to the University of Cincinnati now, taking a job there. So I'm filling in for that fourth part. I have only about 2 hours a week that I can give to it, but that's what we do, and I'm filling in until we find a good bass trombone player to go in there. But I really enjoy it. They're three wonderful players.
The low brass, that's a very, very old tradition in this country of trombone choirs or trombone ensembles. I know that years and years ago, I was here playing music on Thanksgiving Day and doing sort of special musical traditions of the of America, and the Moldavians brought a whole tradition of trombone choirs.
Oh, yes. You bet. And that sound is so lush, and it's been compared as it's been said that it's the closest thing to the human voice that we have is a trombone. And it's because it has unlimited tuning, and it really is a fascinating instrument. And the sounds, the instruments are so good now. They are so good. And so that's it's one of the mediums that I really enjoy all the time, any time of year, particularly Christmas, New Year's.
Yeah.
It's really, really fun stuff.
Yeah, that's the show. Now they've got the whole trombone, tuba Christmas and trombone Christmases.
That's right.
And yeah, it's great. Good. So how long does it take you to learn and prepare a piece to conduct for a concert like tomorrow, separate from what you're doing with the band?
Yeah. Separate from what I do with the band, it takes me about 60 to 70 hours to get the scores learned to the point where I really feel like I can rehearse with them. I practice them more than that, but it takes a long 10 to 12 hours per piece, if it's a 10 to 15 minute piece, that to really know what's going on.
So you're looking at the score and hearing everything that's going on in your head. When you're practicing, do you actually practice without a band there?
That's
so that,
right.
Yeah.
And you said it right. I am hearing that, but only, it's not talent. It's just only because I've looked, it's eye and ear combination. I've seen that and heard that sound so many times, I know what's going to happen. I can't analyze and sing every note in that chord that quickly, but I've seen that scoring, I know what it's going to sound like, I know what the problems are going to be, and that sort of thing. So sometimes I think I could rehearse a band if I were deaf, because I know what's going to happen.
I guess it's been done. If we, I don't know. I mean, the stories of Beethoven is that he came on stage, but it was a different conductor.
Yeah.
And are these all pieces that you've done before?
I've done all of these except the, I haven't done The Watchman Tell Us of the Night with this band, I don't believe. I've done it with other bands, but they're pieces I have done before.
Yeah.
Reason I chose these that I've done before, because we have only four rehearsals to get this program ready. And four rehearsals is a short time to get 100 people to do the same thing.
That is very short time. Wow, you just started a month ago?
Yeah. And so we start the Sunday after Labor Day. And a lot of that has to do with, we have 60 or 70 band directors in the group. And they are busy with preschool band, getting marching band ready and all of that stuff. And then we start this after they kind of get something going that they can hold on to.
Huh. Wow. This is the first of three concerts?
First of two for this semester. Then we'll do two second semester. We'll do one in February, March, and one in May.
So four for the season, for the whole year.
Plus the youth concert. So we'll do about seven, because we do three youth concerts.
Uh-huh. Excellent. I'm talking with Dr. William Clark, Bill Clark, as he's known in the field and the loved ones, and conductor of the Mesilla Valley Concert Band, along with John Schutz, and you mentioned he's also going to be conducting on Sunday, and it's a big ensemble. Where do you go to find something new, like a new piece?
Very frankly, I have to go to concerts. I go. People do send me tapes or CDs of their concerts, and I will listen to those. But mostly, I go to conventions where the service bands are going to be playing the new music that's done at the highest level for a band. And otherwise, and you can find some on the computer on YouTube. You can find some things there, but the performance is always. It's never consistent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. How much are you on the road during the course of the year?
I'm not much anymore since because I have some family things that keep me at home now. But I'm on the road about 8 times a year, I guess.
Wow, that's plenty.
Yeah.
That's plenty. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure. I'll see you next week during Pledge Week.
All right.